There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedatum. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to brand new on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Welcome back. DraftKings Sportsbook, official sports betting partner of the NFL. And this season, new customers can bet $5 on any team and pocket $200 in free bets. If your money line bet wins, download the app and use code VSiN when you sign up. Got to be 21. DraftKings.com for full details.
Here we go. It is Wednesdays with the Maestro, Mike Palm. He is the VP of Circa Resort and Casino, the Golden Gate, and the D in downtown Las Vegas. Good morning, Maestro. How are you?
Good morning, Mitch. Good morning, Paul.
Hey,
good
Mike.
Morning, Griswold, Connecticut, our loyal Nesson family that's watching. Tenley Park, Illinois. Peekaboo Marquee, we see you. Killarney, Manitoba, watching on Rogers Sportsnet. Belle Vernon, Pennsylvania, in the Pittsburgh area on AT&T, and El Monte, California, sunrise over Spectrum.
How you been?
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
Excited for this guy. How about this guy? How about that run on Sunday?
He briefly talked about it. Didn't really bring it up too much, but.
Incredible run.
It was a lot of fun. Again,
Blackjack tournament.
Blackjack tournament.
We know you were, they all recall the story. You finished second in the video poker tournament.
Yeah.
Didn't make a deal.
Went from
10,000 to 3,000.
Didn't lock in a deal.
So he didn't chop it up. He won his table on Saturday, advanced to the quarterfinal round Sunday morning, played against two guys that wouldn't put up $100 for a free ace. $100, a free ace.
Think about
Your first card's automatically an ace.
And they said no.
They didn't have it.
No. You're playing for $30,000 for first place.
Can you imagine?
Didn't put up the $100. He couldn't get through.
So now he's down to a wild card drawing.
Right? There's 10 spots in the semifinals. Wild card drawing. There were 44 names in the hopper. Call the first name, the guy's there. So now he's one out of 43. The girl pulls, and there's two of them stuck together. So you can't do that because which one? Throw it in and remix, Paul Howard. End of the semifinals, and then how about the last hand and all that with the
It came down to the last hand, kooky math. You got to think on it. I use my ace. I double down for less. I get a five, and then I win by 100 chips. And the guy's sitting there trying to do, I win, I advance with 18. You get a starting stack of 5,000. I had eight, couldn't win a hand. I had 1,800. I advance.
He made the finals.
By 100.
Wow.
By one chip.
The whole round, then, you two of you were never more than 300 apart, right?
It was incredible.
I kept counting. I'm like, nothing's moving here.
I know. No one could win a hand. He was an assassin.
Once you make the final table in a blackjack tournament, is there any reason to chop at that point? You're automatically going to win something?
Six people, the top five pay. And it's 30, 10, 5, 3, 2. So they got together. They made a deal. Everybody gets 7, and the winner gets 15.
Well, that's a hell of a weekend then for you.
So he picked up. Okay. He picked up. He was doing well too at the final table, and then a COO we won't name, but his initials are Bill 80. Walked in, he never won another hand.
Yeah, it's unfortunate.
Oh, he's William H. Macy in the cooler?
Finish, yes.
Is that who he is? Oh, boy.
Well, he's around more than William H. Macy was.
You know, the money's one thing, but it also was a blast. As I said, Monday, most fun I've had with pants on. I mean, it's and well, I'll say
Mitch's
this.
Was Avatar. The most fun he's ever had with pants on.
Loves a movie, sure, absolutely.
No, great movie experience. Not a great movie, great movie experience.
Okay, fair enough. But I tell you, how Andy Dufresne, and how this company gives back to their players is incredible. I mean, you were in that Ultimate X tournament, how fun that is. And this blackjack tournament, not to mention that lunatic Kevin West, who sits down and he goes, now I want to ask you too, because we see the TV host and what he does for VSiN, but also as a VP, what he has to deal with and what goes on in chip counts. You have two guys go all in on the first hand.
This is round one. The first hand of round one.
This is it, right? They shove.
Well, he shoved. He was first. He shoved the whole 5,000. The next guy bets 100. The third guy bets 5,000. Dealer makes 21. The guy in the middle advances after one hand.
So once Kevin shoved and the next guy went 100, the third guy cannot shove. There's no way you can.
Why would you?
What if he does?
What?
What if all three guys go all in?
Then they have a three-hand race-off because they're all eliminated on the same hand with the same amount of chips. We'd give him 5,000 back again and say you're playing three hands. Most chips after three hands.
I can't believe the guy on the end goes, okay, I'll do it too.
That's the one that blows me away.
Yeah, that's right.
More than once you saw the middle guy go in for 100, there's no way you can make that call.
One table in the semifinal that you weren't at, but a guy advanced, he bet 100 all 21 hands, and he advanced. It was the same situation. The dealer made every hand.
You're
and everybody
kidding.
Else was betting 1,000, 1,500. Wow. He bet 100 every hand and won the round.
Never used
his ace. And ended up with like 3,200. He used it on the last hand. He bet 100.
Oh, he did.
With the ace.
My God.
Well, that's not a bad strategy.
This is wild. Mm-hmm. I love the format, the math. It was an incredible weekend.
Wait till you see the one we do here in December. We'll reveal the details in a little bit when we confirm. But a 12-player invitational, Mitch. 12 players only. By invitation. $100,000 prize pool.
And it's a blackjack?
Blackjack tournament. It's based on the best casino players. Tables, slots, and sports. A committee sat down, ranked 30 people, top 12.
Committee?
We called the top. No, it was. If you were first, you got 30 points. If you were 30th, you got 1 point. You added it all up. More scientific than this college football group. Anyhow, we called the first 12 names, 7 confirmed. So now next 5. 12 people, $100,000, Mitch. Okay? Now think about this. 4 rounds. You play a round Thursday night, and then a round Friday, 2 rounds Saturday. First through 12th, okay? First place is 20,000, second's 15, 12, 5, 10, 7, 5, and then 6th through 12th are 5,000. How do you get paid? It's a Super Bowl future you have to make that night, and it's done in draft order. So the guy that finishes first, he's got 2 minutes on the clock. It's going to be televised on VSiN. He goes and he goes down to there and he picks Chiefs for 20,000. Chiefs come off the board. Second guy's got a $15,000 bet, can't pick the Chiefs. So 6th through 12th, all get 5,000, but 6 picks, 6 spots ahead of 12.
Wow.
Incredible. Who'd you go with?
That's amazing.
What a format.
Well thought out. Great job.
Derek and Mike's Holiday Invitational, it's called. Nice gift boxes we're putting together for the people. Oh, yes.
Yeah. And then 12 incredible. People are getting a free roll for our Super Bowl future.
Worst you can do is a $5,000 Super Bowl future.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
pretty good, I'd say.
Incredible yeah. customer service. Yeah. Great host as well, too. Who would you go with?
It's a month away?
It's going to be December 16th. Christmas.
Well, let me ask you right now. Chiefs are off the board. You have the pick.
49ers?
Yeah.
Mm. Really?
Mm. See what the odds are, too.
Yeah, I mean,
you're going to get our live odds at the time.
Awesome.
So then more, based on what happened last night, you said better process there than the committee with the college football rankings. More likely to get in. We talked about this earlier to begin the show, actually. Michigan with one loss, if it's a close loss against Ohio State, and we get some chaos, but USC wins the Pac-12.
But what are USC's great wins? See, I don't understand. They've ranked USC high off their loss. That's what I don't get. The loss should supplement your good wins. Well, USC just hasn't beaten anybody yet.
At Oregon State's the one good win.
Oh, stop.
What a rank, Mike. Come on.
Forget about that. Hey, but they're going to use Notre Dame as this gauntlet of UCLA, Notre Dame, and then maybe Oregon again. Notre Dame lost at home to Marshall. Notre Dame lost at home to Stanford, who's the worst team, you could argue, in the Pac-12. I mean, so I don't understand why that's a quality win. Look, the committee can't do it, but you're probably the best four teams are two SEC and two Big Ten teams. I think Tennessee sits in a great spot here, right? Now, TCU runs the table they're in.
Yes, they are.
Does everybody agree with that?
Yes. I would hope
they
so.
They still have to go to Baylor, who's a decent team. As long as it's a close game against Iowa State and they don't get beat by two touchdowns, they're an automatic winner. Matt Campbell again proved why he's the most overrated coach in the game. Did you watch that game? They should have won that game by 21. Sick. Five turnovers, missed field goals, and a team that can't run the ball goes on fourth and one from your own 25 out of a shotgun. The guy is just atrocious. He's atrocious. Anyhow, I don't think LSU can get there because Tennessee beat the heck out of him at LSU. So in the head-to-head, I don't think they can get there. So I think Tennessee sits in a nice spot. If TCU loses, you're looking at that scenario where the best four teams are Georgia, Tennessee, Ohio State, Michigan. But will they put USC in? They're desperate to get a Pac-12 team in. Everything west of the Plain States has been irrelevant in the college football playoff. Mm-hmm.
That's why, I mean, Oregon just has to be. Well, but that's a Pac-12 for you.
I know. Well, they have six teams in the top 25. So I know LSU's sitting ahead of them, and they have that gauntlet coming up. But if LSU's already ahead of you, and they can shock the world and beat Georgia, that's the conundrum that the committee wants no part of. Well, and then also, what happens to Tennessee then, too? But I still think I'm still a big brand name bias guy, and I agree with a lot of people who tweeted it, that 12-1, USC, if you can go bam, 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 and close the season that, and you have four quality wins with that offense and Lincoln Riley, they're going to find a way to get them in.
And I thought they lost it by UCLA and Oregon losing is where USC got knocked out because the quality of those wins goes down.
I've had people reach out to me and say LSU will absolutely make the playoff if they win out.
I've also heard that. I can't get there.
People have said you're kidding yourself if you think that's under that scenario and LSU doesn't make the playoff.
Well, they think they're jumping Tennessee, though, some people.
Well, in
that can't be.
They get boat raced at home by Tennessee.
No, I know. I agree with that. Yeah. But maybe that way there's three SEC teams then.
People would riot if that happened. No, they can't do that.
Hold on. Again. TCU loses.
Okay.
USC loses.
Yeah. Ohio State beat Michigan by 50.
He blows them out. Yeah.
Either way.
And then LSU beats Georgia. You going to be surprised? That's all I'm asking. I'm not saying it should happen like that. Are you going to be surprised?
I think they look at politics, though. I think they look at politics and say you can't have three from one conference. If it happens, of course, we're going to go. But then next year, we're still four next year, right? Doesn't go to 12 for 2 years.
Two years.
Well, then they'll put the rule in you can't have three from a conference when that happens. You know, they'll put that kind of a rule in. Who would you like to see in? What's your dream four?
I think I'd make other. I'd probably, if I bet the games, I think I'd still make other plans to not even watch them if that's three SEC teams. New Year's Eve? No, thanks.
Who would you like to see, Mitch? Would you like to see TCU in the playoff?
I want to see TCU play Tennessee. Just because I want to see what the betting total is going to be.
Yeah.
And, I'd like to see Ohio State play Georgia eventually, wouldn't you?
Ohio State-USC would be fun. Can we stop with this Alabama? I mean, who's Alabama? Alabama beat Ole Miss. Alabama. Alabama should have four losses.
If Ole Miss won that game, we were getting Alabama in the Las Vegas Bowl. You know
that?
Yeah,
that's right.
Yes.
You used to scoff when people would say to you, put soccer on TV. What are your tips for betting the World Cup?
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callshe.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
My name is Johnny B. Goode, and I'm the host of the new podcast, Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. Over this nine-part series, I'll explore the life and crimes of my best friend, Ray Trapani.
I always wanted to be a criminal.
If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
You see, Ray has this unique ability to find loopholes and exploit them.
They collected $30 million. There were headlines about it.
His company, CentraTech, was one of the hottest crypto startups in 2017. It was going to change the world, until it didn't.
I came into my office, opened my email, and the subject heading was FBI request.
It was only a matter of time before the truth came out.
You can only fake it till you make it for so long before they find out that your Harvard degree is not so crimson.
How could you sit there and do something that you know will objectively cause more harm in the world?
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Lace them up with BetRivers Online Sportsbook, latest odds, lines, and boosts, your go-to for any soccer-related content. And check out their BetRivers World Cup promotions, the World Cup futures, the insurance bets. BetRivers Sportsbook, calling all soccer fans, head to BetRivers.com or download the app. Get in on all the action. It's a whole new game at BetRivers.
Wednesdays with the maestro, Mike Palm, VP, Circus Sports, in studio. You used to scoff at Paulie and maybe others when they would suggest putting soccer on, maybe early Sunday morning during the football season. Now it's been your favorite sport to bet for at least a couple of years. You have a story up at vsin.com. You're going to be in the World Cup betting guide as well. Can you give us a tip or two? How you're going to attack the World Cup?
Well, Paul used to get there at like 9 in the morning, and the game started at 10 at Long Bar years ago. And he'd say, put the EPL. I didn't even know it was on NBC or wherever. Put the EPL. I said, why would we put the EPL? First of all, the game's not going to get done, Paul, before the NFL kicks off, and I'm not going to let you watch the second half. My father was very anti-soccer. He thought soccer was ruining America. He did. He said, everybody, they play soccer, then they won't play baseball, and then, you know. Aso, he had some name, Aso, I can't say the second word. But anyhow, when pandemic came, we were left with a choice. Soccer or Russian ping pong.
Yes.
I thought soccer was slightly less corruptible, depending on where it was played.
Yes.
So I started following this soccer. I said, this is an in-game dream because of the slow pace and no commercial. And they start on time. I mean, there were so many beautiful things. Yeah. Look. The article, I think the guide comes out tomorrow. It mostly looks at in-game, but overall in the World Cup, one, these first matches will be low scoring. These totals, look at these totals, are 2.5. They'll come down to 2 pretty quickly.
Mm.
Nobody wants to go away with no points in their first match. Nigel makes it. It's very, very nervy, the first match. Now, let's look in general about pre-flop betting. I tend to look at unders when the teams are fairly evenly matched. And what I use as a rule is one team is not favored by a goal or more. So in soccer, there's two different ways to bet the sides, three-way or two-way. Two-way would be with a point spread or a goal spread like we're used to here in America. The other is a three-way with a draw as one of the alternatives. Look at when you're looking at those that offer two-way. If it's minus half a goal, plus a half a goal, or it's a pick 'em with a juice price, those games tend to go under more than when one team is better than the other. The strongest angle I can tell you in game, and I've been doing this for years, is when the superior team, so favored by a goal or more, is up by one and they get a red card. They will automatically switch from an attacking mode into a defensive mode because they've already got 3 points. They don't need to continue to score. They just need to maintain the score now. If the inferior team gets the red card, it's the opposite, although I don't like to play overs. But this opens it up even more with the superior team playing 11 on 10. The third thing I would tell you, Mitch, look at in the final game of group stage how goal differential matters. Sometimes a team needs to win to advance, but sometimes a team needs to win by a certain number of goals. And they all play at the same time, right? But you can monitor what's going on. If, let's say, or in a situation where a draw, one team gets in with a draw, the other team is out with a draw. If that game's tied, they're going to pull the goalie with 88 minutes to go. When they pull the goalie all the way down the pitch. So when they get a corner kick, you know, if the defending team gets control, it's a breakaway and it's a goal. Those are the times. If your book is offering you an in-game total through the 85th minute up to added time, take a shot at the over at the plus price. Because if they get control, you know, you get an empty net or you get a two-on-one, you know, that's 80% a goal in soccer. It becomes akin to a hockey situation.
That's great stuff. Great info. You guys generally take, you know, really big limits. NFL, college football. I mean, on NFL Sundays, you'll take, what, 100,000 on the app. What are you guys planning to do for limits, like, on the app, this state, and wherever Circa Sports can be bet on?
Group stage, if it's a premier matchup, 20,000 side in total. If it's not, 10,000 side in total. And then as we get into the knockout rounds, it's going to increase 30, 40, 50, 75, 100 as we go. And we'll see what kind of action we're getting if some of our bigger players that normally bet football get involved, right? These guys that, you know, fire 100, 200,000 a game. Yeah. Maybe they're going to get involved with this. And
it's an event.
And we'll go with, oh, it's the biggest event in the world. And the seating, so we're selling the seats. This is great, is that it fills a void. 2 a.m., 5 a.m., 8 a.m., 11 a.m.
Great call.
You know, we're selling the tables for between $150 and $300, depending on the time of day, and the seats. We're almost sold out for the England-USA game, Friday at 11.
Wow.
The USA games, the Mexico games, the big European teams playing. We're going to have nice crowds in the book all night long here.
We play at Monday at 11 a.m.?
Yes.
Wales?
Yes, right. Wales, and then Friday at 11 a.m. England.
Right, the Black Friday, right. Mm-hmm. Okay, very good. You know, the other thing you made, the point you made, too, about goal differential, you can compare it to the aggregate in the Champions League.
Yes.
When I mean, that stuff gets out of control. That's also an in-play dream. Like, if a team, you might see, that's when you see 5-4 yeah. And you know, sick, crazy stuff happens.
Well, a team loses by 3 at home. You know the game's going to be wide open when that's second. Right. Like, but think about this. If you only really pay attention to Champions League, the World Cup will have somewhere close to 3/4 less goals per game than Champions League matches. And I'm talking about group stage, compare group stage to group stage, and then knockout to knockout. It's a much more defensive type style. I wonder how the heat of Qatar will affect, will it give an advantage to the African and South American teams? I don't know yet until we see, but will it be a disadvantage? One disadvantage is the injuries. Because, you know, usually you got 2 months off and you play the World Cup in June and July. Here they're playing the EPL, Bundesliga, La Liga right up until, you know, a week before. Yep. And you've got all these injuries. I mean, I love Senegal to advance. And now Mane's out. They got a witch doctor working on them. France is decimated with injuries. I don't think they can defend. So in that sense, it worked against some of the teams that play in the bigger, you know, countries that have teams playing in the major leagues because they had injuries in the last 2 weeks.
Nigel made a good case last week for Serbia. He said 70-1. They're 100-1 at some spots.
I found 150.
You found 150?
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, even better.
Yeah.
But also, like, the strongest team that he's going to was Argentina, 6-1.
Messi's last stand, right? Yep. I mean, that's one of the major storylines as well. Brazil, I think, is just too short to bet them. I'm always intrigued by the Netherlands, if they can get the goaltending there.
You know what? You're not the only person I've heard say that.
I'm intrigued by the Netherlands. Yeah. I am intrigued by the Netherlands here, so it'll be fun. But 90% of what I'll do is going to be on totals as opposed to sides or futures.
Sure. Yeah.
I want to say also, because I asked Jeff Benson, and he sent about, are we going to do any props for this? Of course, we'll have group winners, yes, no. Advance from group, yes, no. Golden Boot winner. Total group stage points by the USA. Head-to-head matchup group stage points, USA versus Mexico. Total goals for Christian Pusilic. Total goals, Team USA versus Lionel Messi as a prop. And total goals, Messi versus Ronaldo. And we'll have for the USA-Wales matchup, their first matchup, exact score indexes.
Very
as well.
Cool. Mm-hmm. There's a prop up in town right now and across the country. Will any person score 7+ goals in the tournament?
Yeah.
It's a big plus price.
Yep.
It's got to be.
It has to be. Yeah.
There's over under on hat tricks. That's a prop.
Yep.
And will every team score?
And total goals in the tournament, 164 and a half
Qatar
goals.
Score.
Yeah. So
that's the.
You love it when we go down the pop culture road. And by the way, there is no hyperbole today. You got to run after this segment.
I mean, my son's getting an award at school at 7:30.
All right.
Very cool. Very nice. Okay. We did the most five annoying songs to us yesterday on the show. It really took off. People love it when we do this kind of stuff. You wanted to chime in. Go ahead.
Well, sure. I feel good that a lot of Ann Murray fans came out of the woodwork. They didn't have to hide in shame anymore after last. So I use this as a standard. Would I turn the radio if this song came on?
Oh.
Probably the most controversial because they were such a huge hit, Ace of Base. It's a sign.
That is outrageous. That's a good song.
You like the sign?
That is outrageous.
No. Okay.
I thought you were going to have
that
zombie.
That would be the most controversial.
I agree with Mike. I hate the song.
You do?
I can't stand it. Terrible song.
They were huge. They had some hits.
Well, they were. They had three platinum on their first. Anyhow. Number four, All About That Bass, Meghan Trainor.
That's a bad song.
Well,
I think she's good.
50-50 here on both of these.
Okay.
Cisco, the thong song, can't stand it.
Watch the video.
Can't stand the video.
Rex
and FX has a much better version of that.
Boom, boom, boom.
Aqua with Barbie Girl, the Norwegian Danish group, terrible.
That almost made my list. That's a
Aqua,
bad song.
Barbie Girl almost made
That's
the list.
Terrible. Huh. I had it down to my honorable mentions.
And Skilo, I wish. That's my number one most annoying
Skilo.
Song.
I wish I was a little bit taller.
I wish I was a baller. Can't stand it.
Actually, that you might be onto something.
Now, the R. Kelly's I Wish was a much better song, but this one made... One and two were a tough choice.
Were you from the Midwest? Were you a country music guy?
A little bit, not a lot.
Oh, Humans had a great submission yesterday. She thinks my tractor is sexy. Think about the world that we live in. That song took off, and I think it was monster.
I don't know.
Oh,
who sings it?
Kenny Chesney, I think.
Thanks.
How does that song with those lyrics?
Every summer, we would go to the Wisconsin State Fair. This was the highlight of my father's year. Though the beer is the coldest beer he ever tasted. But we would go to see Alabama, 96-time Country Music Artist of the Year, or whatever.
Exactly.
They won it every year.
We would go.
I remember from 6 years old to like 14, we went there every year to see Alabama.
Congrats to the boy.
Thank you.
Young boy.
You.
That's great. Sure.
Very good.
And are you going to be up like starting next week, 2 a.m., to bet these games and to watch them and bet live?
I'll be up before that. I'll be on the phone with Nigel getting all the reports.
Oh, you're going to be on Skype with us.
Yeah, I will be
as well.
In play, second half bets. Let's do it.
Have to decorate the house.
Let's rumble.
All right, Maestro. Thanks for popping
in. Thank you. See you next Wednesday for the full hour.
Very cool.
You got it.
Very good. Okay, there you go. There's Mike Palm. Up next, we'll recap some of the betting action from last night in Win Some, Lose Some here in Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Win Some, Lose Some is presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com.
Were you a winner last night?
Wow, winning.
Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Molly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
Congratulations to Bowling Green. What a game, what a finish. They beat Toledo plus 475 on the money line. Bowl eligible for the first time in 7 years, 4-8, 0-5, 3-9, 3-9, 2-10, 4-8. And they still have a game left.
Yeah.
What a great finish and a good win.
We brought up that possible scenario yesterday, and man, they were, that first half, they were cruising.
Yeah, 21-0 lead.
Yeah.
It looked like Toledo's like, well, we're already in the MAC title game.
Kind of.
Vancouver did it again. 16-1 to the over in the first period this year. It's over a goal and a half. Now they're putting twos up, but that didn't matter last night. A goal in the first 10, 11 in a row for Vancouver on the road. 15-2 overall on the season. Goal in the first 10. Incredible. Penguins, 12 in a row, second period over, thanks to Chris Otto and Ian Duncan. Columbus, 11 in a row, second period over. Islanders, 16-1 over, third period on the season. Islanders, yeah. Sharks, plus 240, took out the Knights last night. College hoops, App State plus 220 beat Louisville.
Now, have you seen this?
Yeah.
Louisville is 0-3, and all three losses are by a single point.
Can you believe it? I didn't lose some. That's nuts. Yeah, what are the odds of that? Michigan State plus 250. Beat Kentucky. The whole thing. The rankings got delayed an hour. You know, vicious beat on this game as a result. Not well played. Ridiculous defense, lack thereof, by Kentucky late.
Twice.
The call, the foul, a guy fouls out on that call?
I know.
Come on.
It was one game, I get it, and college basketball will get better as the season progresses. That fight from, I think, the 1 minute mark to go in the game until it was finally over, it took about an hour.
Yeah.
I'm just like, just pulling my hair all. This game was so bad to watch.
Prairie View, plus 550. They beat Washington State. What a job by the SWAC. Remember, Grambling beat Colorado last weekend, too.
Well, they had that the SWAC Pac-12 kind of thing. I think it was 3-3.
Incredible.
Jeez.
Yeah. Colgate, plus 265, won at Syracuse. Missouri, Edwardsville, over 151 up to 158.5. How about 105 to 80? Good God. NC State, Florida International, over 148.5 up to 159. I am the steam, the peep guys say. 107 to 74. Penn plus 2.5, one off the favorite. Beat Drexel by 5. Memphis Pelicans under 230 down to 224. 113 to 102.
See what happened there as well?
First quarter?
Got there.
Yes.
No Zion.
Yeah.
So came down. Grizzlies were even
good
money.
Fun.
But, yep.
Doug Kazarian, ESPN Television. Finished with not one but two entries in the top five of the William Hill College Football Contest. $1,000 to get in, 8 picks a week against the spread, 10 weeks. As Matt Heumann said yesterday in the VSiN contest, he leads our Friday night contest, a 17-2-1 run. I asked him, most of it's been college football. But with the VSiN stuff, and in here, this is just a college contest
that's
only.
It. Yep.
But to do, it's a condensed card. You only have 30 games
that's
to choose
it.
From.
That's it. And this guy has two of the entries in the top five.
Yep.
Finished that way.
And he finished one game back as well.
Did he tell you exactly like why it went so well this year for him? I didn't know that he was even a college football guy.
Yeah.
I thought he preferred pro sports more than anything else.
Subscribe, be part of the team. VSiN Pro, our radio and podcast friends. You always want to see these videos. And this is, look at this, the rhino, the big fella. And the dog's taking a nap and he wakes up to that. He looks up. He didn't expect to see that. When you see the rhino hanging out. And there's a guy filming, and he's look at the dog taking a nap on the side of the road. And the rhino's like, hey, buddy. Comes in, sniffs him. The dog wakes
so
up.
Good.
Oh, my God. The dog, the noise the dog makes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, take it back to the college days. Had too many drinks one night. You wake up. Well, who am I next to? What?
No.
No? You don't want to go down that
I've never done that.
Okay.
Nope. I never. How about this? Jimmy Snuka again. Look at the cat coming in right on on the face, taking him in. Like right out of Alien, right? You know, coming right. Every Alien movie. The thing lands, the alien creature lands right on the face. The dog's laying down on the grass, and the cat comes right in and grabs him. This is great video. Volume up, please. Start him young, right? The pit bull's howling. Right? The big guy, and then the puppy gets in on it.
Oh, that's great.
It goes on for 15 seconds. Look at the little guy, right?
That's really
monkey
funny.
See, monkey do, right? There you go. There you go. A little barking at the end, too. Good job. Lose some. I had to I missed this. I have to point it out. It's a disgrace. Suns money line Monday in Miami. Free throw disparity, 25-4 in favor of Miami. I haven't seen something like that until only when Donaghy worked the game.
That's pretty much it,
yep. It's ridiculous. Duke, plus 2, went off the favorite, lost by 5. Bowling Green, Toledo under, 50.5 down to 46. 52-45. Ohio State, Ball State over, 53 up to 58, 32-18. Rhode Island, Stony Brook under, 137 down to 131, 74-64. Prairie View, Washington State over, 138 up to 144, 70-59. A couple bad beats. Michigan State, Kentucky under. Not one. You needed two overtimes to get it over. And Stonehill, from 25 down to 23.5 at Providence, they were down 16 with 2:30 left. They didn't score the rest of the game. And, of course, Providence hits a three late. They win by 24.
Eek. You never know what games people are going to bet. We actually got feedback this morning on that game.
Yep.
About how people were on Stonehill and they lost.
Win some, lose some. Presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. If your first wager loses, receive a free bet equal to your stake up to $500. Learn more. at BetRivers.com. There's always something. Yeah. Fun fun night again in the world of sports. And as Joe Osborne said, yes, there's a lot going on at this time of year. The other thing, you know, Mike had his appearance was cut short, as we mentioned. He made a good observation, though, about Survivor. If you have Baltimore available, I mean, you feel like you can be home free here. They use the Ravens against Carolina. You come back with the Bills on Thanksgiving. You use the Dolphins Sunday against Houston.
Yeah, yeah.
There you go.
You're set up well if you have that scenario.
Yep.
I mean, I think, again, I think the number here is 27 out of 86 have the Ravens remaining. So that's probably a no-brainer then, right? Like, that's the team that you have to use. This week's tough, and then you're set up if you're saving the Bills, which most people have been, because beyond that, again, yeah, the Dolphins are, that's going to be a very popular bet.
Right, and I also found Mike Matisau's tweet interesting, the poker player,
mm-hmm.
who was still left in Survivor going into this past week, and this is the perils of being with having a partner and going through who's the pick. So he did a little tirade. You know, I tried to tell these guys, you can't take Philly in a divisional game Monday night at home. Washington season on the line, can't do it. Couldn't talk them out of it. But congratulations, you still have San Francisco available in 2 weeks to my other partners. And he was hot about it, and there goes $6 million, as he tweeted. So they had the Eagles on Monday, and they just his other partners were adamant about we're using the Eagles here.
Yeah, I've been going back and forth on that. Because I think it is good to have like a back and forth, right? To have like a sounding board, because you're going to drive yourself silly if you're doing this on your own and you're like, okay, I'm going to overthink it way too much. And when you're this deep into it, it's going to eat you alive. So I think it's good to go to talk about all the scenarios with somebody else. I firmly believe in that.
Do you
want to have all six entries with partners, or do you want to have one or two on your own?
Right, right. And the other thing is you have to be able to adapt and change, though, on the fly. For giving an example, we know a guy who is with his four childhood buddies, and they cashed last year out here in Circa, and they're doing well again this year. But each guy gets a pick, five picks. Each guy gets a pick. Well, he's like he's 19 and 2 the last 2 years. Like, sorry, I you have my pick. You pick two.
Right.
I mean, that's if you got to go with a hot hand. If you have a guy who only lost two times in almost 2 years in a contest, let that guy do as many as he wants. What else? Who's your number two pick now?
Yeah.
Listen, there's guys who are under 500 in that group. You got to feel terrible. Say, I don't want the pick.
Well, no, at some point, like, your pride's got to just step aside and you got to say, look.
Absolutely. It hasn't happened, though. This is crazy.
But then does that put too much pressure on the guy who's 19-2?
Yeah.
Over the last year and a half or whatever it is, and he can't miss. Now he's got to put. Now he's
too bad. Well, obviously, he has a good read and feel.
Oh no, for sure. Yeah,
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
How you got to do
that
it?
That is.
Yep.
Again, that's you're gonna be how many text messages if it's five
you
people
imagine?
To one entry?
Oh my God.
Oh, the amount of time that you're on WhatsApp or whatever it might be. I mean,
the pressure
the whole week.
We also have the updated news. The sad news: Virginia canceled their home game. That's horrible. I can't imagine they were going to play that anyways. That's just, I don't have words for that.
Yeah, three football players killed, two others wounded. That goes back to Sunday night, and that was against Coastal Carolina for this week. Yeah, terrible. All right, it is Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Good show again today, strong show. And in fact, you know what? Coming up next, we had a great guest on a little earlier today on the program who is a Heisman voter. And boy, did he have some great nuggets talking about the Heisman Trophy. And he said that there is a new player who is absolutely live, but somebody else who could also emerge in the next couple of weeks. We will play that back for you. He'll tell you who those players are coming up next on Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with CallSheet. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct.
$20 bonus if you go to callshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My name is Johnny B. Good, and I'm the host of the new podcast, Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. Over this nine-part series, I'll explore the life and crimes of my best friend, Ray Trapani.
I always wanted to be a criminal.
If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
You see, Ray has this unique ability to find loopholes and exploit them.
They collected $30 million. There were headlines about it.
His company, CentraTech, was one of the hottest crypto startups in 2017. It was going to change the world, until it didn't.
I came into my office, opened my email, and the subject heading was FBI request.
It was only a matter of time before the truth came out.
You can only fake it till you make it for so long before they find out that your Harvard degree is not so crimson.
How could you sit there and do something that you know will objectively cause more harm in the world?
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
To determine the winner of any given college basketball game.
Someone gives you 10,000 to 1 on anything. You take it. Take it. Take it.
I'll bet you 20 bucks I can get you gambling before the end of the day.
No way.
I'll give you 3 to 1 odds.
Nope.
5 to 1.
Nope.
10 to 1.
You're right.
Here we go. In pocket plays, I have one pending for this weekend in college football. Hawaii plus 11.5 against UNLV. I'm pondering a play on the Pacers tonight plus 2.5. Before the game tips off against the Hornets, but I have not gotten there yet, and that's the action that I have, Paulie.
All right, very good. Packers tomorrow laying 3. Titans are hot. They've covered 7 in a row, but I think at some point you'll get a stinker here, and Green Bay saved their season for the time being and looked great in the comeback against Dallas. Oregon laying 4 against Utah. That was a look-at line from a couple weeks ago. In pocket presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. Check out their daily specials posted afternoon Eastern at BetRivers.com. We'll be adding more selections and a ton of props with a good Thursday night game on paper tomorrow. During the break, you used the word mesmerized. That's a good word for it, but you just get lost in all the World Cup props but the creativity in some of the stuff. This is going to be fantastic. And we come in Monday and we have 3 matches. And then for the group stage, we're doing 4. And there's 2 matches while we're live on the air. This is great. Will all 32 teams score? Yes, plus 220. Will someone score 7-plus goals? Yes, plus 280.
Oh, man, I'm going to go. Do you think every team scores?
I don't know. I have to take a – that's a good Nigel question. I don't know.
I'm going to lean no on that one.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's favored for a reason.
Total hat tricks, 2.5, over plus 120. Total goals scored, as you mentioned. USA, stage of elimination. It's another good one. Group stage 105, round of 16, 2-1, semis 4-1, on and on and on. Senegal, total points, group A, over 3.5. I mean, this is just, it's incredible what the stuff they have up here.
Do you know what Black Friday is going to look like across the country?
in every single big city for that match. I mean, it doesn't matter if you're talking about Kansas City or Sacramento or Miami or New York.
You're right.
You're in any of it. People go nuts for this. And if, especially if USA were to go on a run.
It is unfortunate with this timing, though. Schedule.
Yeah, it's still going to be really, really big.
No, I'm not. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
But it's this should be in the summer. So it should not be now. November, you know, Thanksgiving and holidays.
I do like what Nigel told us though last week. He said it could be the best World Cup we've ever had.
That was an excellent point.
They're in
that's right.
Peak shape right now.
Yep.
For this event, because it's always in the summertime when they've had, you know, 100,000 miles on their bodies. This is from earlier today. Andy Staples came on the show. He's covered college football for 22 years. He's with The Athletic. He has a Heisman vote. And we asked him if North Carolina quarterback Drake May at this point of the game is live to win the award.
With Drake May, he's been consistently one of the best quarterbacks in the country, and I think people are figuring out, like, he's the reason North Carolina is sitting there at 11-1. And his numbers are very similar to C.J. Stroud, but he doesn't have anywhere near the talent around him that C.J. Stroud does. And he also is under pressure to basically score every time they touch the ball because their defense has been so bad.
Good point.
And he leads them in rushing. So there's that factor, too. So, like, he's completing 70% of his passes. He leads the nation with 34 touchdown passes. He's averaging 9.5 yards per attempt. So basically, I mean, his numbers track very well against C.J. Stroud from a passing standpoint. But then you add the rushing total to it, too. He's a much more dynamic player. Like, just look at it this way. If you were to put Drake May on Ohio State's offense, would Ohio State be better or worse? They'd be better. If you put C.J. Stroud in North Carolina's offense, would North Carolina be 11-1? Maybe, maybe not.
Interesting. Way back, sitting there in fifth is Williams with USC. He's put up great numbers.
Mm-hmm.
If they look at the gauntlet he's coming up, though, here you're going UCLA, Notre Dame, and then the Pac-12 title game. What do you think if Williams and USC can win out here?
I think Caleb Williams will surge into the Heisman race if they win against UCLA this weekend and Notre Dame next weekend, because everybody's going to be watching that UCLA game because there's playoff implications there. If USC loses, they're out of the playoff hunt. And obviously, both teams still in the hunt for the Pac-12 title. The following week, you got Notre Dame. If USC beats UCLA and is still in the national title hunt, everybody's going to watch USC-Notre Dame. So it's going to be the nation's chance to really get a good look at Caleb Williams. And if he keeps doing what he's been doing all year, the nation is going to be very impressed with Caleb Williams because he's really good. Like, I do a draft podcast also at The Athletic called Prospects to Pros with our draft guru, Dane Brugler. And Dane says that Drake May and Caleb Williams, like, if they were eligible for this year's draft, would be QB1 and QB2 in some order. And they will be in the 2024 draft.
Okay, so file all of that away from Andy Staples. And again, The Athletic, they do a Heisman straw poll throughout the entire year. And as a season goes on longer, it becomes a better indicator of what's going to happen. And as of right now, C.J. Stroud in their straw poll has a one-point lead over Drake May, and May has more first-place votes. And that straw poll is conducted of a lot of Heisman voters. He has one.
Huge. So,
and by the way, they have Georgia Tech this weekend. They're laying 3 touchdowns. NC State on Black Friday, and then Clemson in the ACC title game.
Right, and that line's already out. They're getting 6. And a great job by the guy who tweeted us weeks ago and said, hey, this guy's still 25-1.
Yeah.
Take a look at May. The numbers here, the video game numbers are sick. Williams, 31 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. Hooker, 24 touchdowns, 2 interceptions, all against a much a tougher schedule. But you're getting a lot of this now about, well, yeah, it's Stroud, but look at the wide receivers. Look who he's throwing to. Look how good they are.
Yeah.
And the praise that Klatt continued to give Harrison and others with the wide receivers as well.
Harrison's insane.
No, yeah, right. But the Williams thing, absolutely. Staples nailed it. Now, I don't think they're going to win out. It's the Pac-12, and they don't play defense, the USC. But if he's going to put up sick numbers Saturday. He's going to have to because they can't stop anybody.
That's right.
Then Notre Dame, and then the Pac-12 title game, which everyone will be watching that game.
Mm-hmm.
So there it is.
No, I think either one of those two guys
and
is
Mike
very much alive to win.
And you know, Mike poo-poos it, but it's true. If they're 12-1 and the loss is by 1 point on a 2-point conversion late against a good Utah team, you know, on the road, and that's it. To me, and brand name bias, absolutely, because then they're going to have 4 wins over ranked opponents.
Right. Again, you can't. I mean, the narrative is going to completely change on this team in a couple of weeks. If they run the regular season and have wins over UCLA and Notre Dame going into the Pac-12 title game, of course the talk is going to be, well, if they win the Pac-12 title game, they're going to be in. And if this guy has, let's say he accounts for 8 more touchdowns over the net, because he's averaging 5 touchdowns a game going back now, rushing and passing. If he has 8 combined against UCLA and Notre Dame and they're winning both those games, okay. He will emerge, like mm-hmm. Andy just told us.
Yeah. Horrible news for Clemson last night. They just don't have a path. I mean, they have to worry about even Utah jumping them. Because if Utah beats Oregon, Utah runs the table. So, doesn't look good for Clemson, and doesn't look good for Michigan. I mean, I don't think they even if they lose a close one to Ohio State, there's so much has to go right now.
They need chaos
Michigan.
To get in.
They do.
If they lose.
They do.
Yep.
And the non-conference hurts them.
Time now for the pro tip of the hour. Thanks to Mike Palm, who sat in for half an hour today. Loves betting on soccer. He's the VP at Circus Sports. So when you're betting the World Cup, he pointed out that when the favored team gets a red card, let's say the team is favored by a goal or more, and they're going to be on the attack quite a bit throughout the game. Well, if they get a red card, they change their plan of attack, and they're going to become more conservative. The saying is they're going to park the bus.
Mm-hmm.
You can look for in-game unders at that point. And he said it's the exact opposite. If the dog, so catching a goal or more in the game, if they get a red card, it could become where they go from parking the bus to, well, we're going to have to open it up a little bit more. And he has, it's now going on 3 years where he loves betting soccer in play.
Very good at it. Great tip. Get a $10 free bet when you sign up for First Bet, VSiN's preferred horse racing app. Use the code HORSE200 for the $10. Plus, get 100% match on the first deposit up to $200. Wagering in more than 300 tracks, AI-assisted picks, First Bet app, the easiest way to bet on your favorite sport. Secure payments, great customer service, reliable website. Details at vsin.com/horses. Sign up now.
Any surprise tonight when Major League Baseball announces their Cy Young winners?
I already was shocked. Valdez wasn't even didn't even get the nod. It's a joke. It'll be Verlander and Sandy.
That's how I'm guessing.
Yeah. Right. And MVP, it's going to be Goldie.
And Judge.
Or you, right?
Yeah. Dustin needs that one, yeah.
Dustin's got a huge ticket on Goldie. Right. Judge and Goldie.
Yep.
And the hot stove heating up, too. See, the Mets might get Rodon, some of the rumors. DeGrom maybe looks like it's going to go to Texas.
To the Rangers.
Wow, what are you doing? Yeah. Out of sight, out of mind.
No kidding.
Texas. You can get paid no matter where you go.
Oh,
I don't understand
brutal.
Some of these athletes.
No. All right, that's it for us. If you missed any of the show, you can go search for Follow the Money wherever you listen to your podcast. Best of luck tonight. We'll see you.
Here are 3 reasons Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. We use food-grade ingredients. We have a wide selection of varieties. And they all come in 2 strengths. Find Zyn at a store near you.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Get more from Beeson. Get more from Beeson. Get more from Beeson. Get more from...
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedeira. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.